broadcasting was recorded at Ariel's house on Thanksgiving. So if the sound is a little funky, it's because it wasn't recorded in a professional sound booth.
Thanks for sticking with us. Bye.
Hello, podcast listeners. This week, we're learning all about Los Angeles' rebel radio family, Ka-Chung. Stay tuned for podcast recommendations and to find out what sound just came out of my mouth. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, brought to you by Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Ariel Nissenblatt. This episode covers the week of December 2 through 6, 2019. This week's show is brought to us by Acast's newest show, The Score, Bank Robber Diaries. Thinking about robbing a bank? Make sure to listen to this podcast first. More info later in the show. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and 5 podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Get in touch with us by emailing earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. On this show, I'll share our 5 podcast episode recommendations of the week, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes chosen. You'll also hear some of the week's top podcast industry stories from the Inside Podcasting newsletter. First, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme is LA's Rebel Radio Family. The curator is Emerson Dameron. Here's why Emerson chose this theme. He writes,
"Hi, my name is Emerson Dameron. The theme I picked for this week's list is LA's Rebel Radio Family. And all of the podcasts on this list are directly related to a microwatt AM radio station that broadcasts out of Chinatown in Los Angeles called Ka-Chung. The reason I picked these is I grew up on pirate radio, college radio, non-commercial radio. And for me, that was an on-ramp to these podcasts. I think they are interesting provocations, and I hope you find them inspiring."
Monday's episode comes from the Radio Survivor podcast and is called Station or Static. Ka-Chung is LA's underground radio. It's 88 minutes long. In this episode, Jennifer Waits brings us the voices of 3 programmers at a mysterious and chaotic community station with deep connections to the Los Angeles art scene. Tuesday's episode comes from The People Radio and is called Lauren McElroy and Emma Lacey, The People. It's 45 minutes long. In this episode, our guests Lauren McElroy and Emma Lacey talk painting, sign/mural painting, electric paint, ladies who paint, psychic support, quilting, antiquing childhoods, audio culture, crisp lines, improvisation without fear, the psychology of advertising, and so much more. Wednesday's episode comes from Sad Girl Sunday and is called Wings. It's 53 minutes long. This week, the Sad Girls sit down with their first guest, Chris Katz, to discuss the bro code and dating. Chris lets Sarah and Jess redo his Hinge profile. Thursday's episode comes from Medicated Minutes and is called Los Angeles Part 1. It's 61 minutes long. Here's the description. "The first time I moved to Los Angeles, featuring Not for Tourists LA, Mr. Blinky, My Nightmare Open Mic, a LARP based on Est, and the electric piano that followed me back to Chicago." Friday's episode comes from Brain Fuzz and is called The Ka-Chung Simulcast with Rachel Reese. It's 40 minutes long. In this episode, while on a Brain Fuzz deep dive in Savannah, Georgia, Joe and Matthew are joined by curator Rachel Reese. In a first for Brain Fuzz, the conversation is simulcasted live from the Jepson Center on Ka-Chung Radio. Those are the podcast episodes chosen by Emerson on the theme of LA's Rebel Radio Family. You can view and listen to these episodes as a playlist on Podchaser. Head to podchaser.com and type LA's Rebel Radio Family into the search bar, and all the episodes will be right there for you. Join in on the discussion of this week's theme by using the hashtag Ka-Chung. That's hashtag K-C-H-U-N-G. Next, what's going on in the podcast world? Here are some of the top stories adapted from Inside Podcasting as of Wednesday, November 27th. A note, this week's Inside Podcasting was written by Beth Duckett, since Skye Pillsbury is out on vacation. First story. The Catch and Kill podcast with Ronan Farrow, which is available as of this past week, includes new interviews and audio recordings of people that the investigative reporter questioned in his reporting about Harvey Weinstein and others. The limited run series is meant to be an audio companion to Farrow's best-selling book, Catch and Kill: Lies, Spies, and a Conspiracy to Protect Predators. According to Forbes, the podcast still feels fresh, even if you've read the book. And Farrow told the publication that he has a cache of audio on his reporting that was never released until now. Next, the third episode of Detective Trap is out now. The podcast, hosted by Dirty John's Christopher Gofford, follows Anaheim, California detective Julissa Trap as she investigates the murder of a young woman whose body is found at a local trash sorting plant. She links the murder to the disappearance of three other women in Orange County and, well, we don't want to give away too much. The podcast, from the Los Angeles Times and Wondery, is largely about Trap herself, who is described as dogged and determined and a master interrogator. Next story. A startup has created software that makes people look and sound like podcaster Joe Rogan. As Futurism notes, the tool from the company Dessa is not perfect, as tiny errors appear as the person having his face replaced moves his head around. Still, it's realistic enough to make people do a double take. My take? Why? Just why? And the last story of the day. A new podcast from Al Jazeera exposes the corruption in the market for diplomatic passports. While buying a second citizenship is completely legal, there are politicians in Dominica and Grenada, both Caribbean nations, who accept secret campaign contributions from foreign and affluent businessmen in exchange for passports, according to Al Jazeera's investigative unit. The first episode was released this week, and new ones will appear every Monday for the next 3 weeks. Those stories come to us from Inside Podcasting. Go to inside.com/podcasting to sign up for the newsletter. Now for our sponsors. This Feedback with Earbuds episode was made possible by Acast's The Score, Bank Robber Diaries. 30 heists in just over a year. Joe Loya was one prolific bank robber. In The Score, Bank Robber Diaries, Joe reveals all in his own words, his abusive childhood, his journey to becoming the most notorious bank robber in Southern California, and his shot at redemption as a TV writer and consultant on hit movies like Ant-Man and Baby Driver. It's a brand new podcast from Acast Studios and Western Sound, and was produced by Ben Adair, from shows like Dr. Death, Young Charlie, and Sterling Affairs. Subscribe now on Acast or wherever you listen to podcasts. Want to advertise with us? Send an email to earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. That's a wrap. We say the word podcast a whole bunch on this show. We like to share the number of times at the bottom of each episode. This week it was 32 times. Can we beat that next week? Stay tuned. Head to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned. We're on Twitter at Earbuds Pod Call, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every Sunday night. This show is written by Ariel Nissenblatt. That's me. It's also produced by me. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our music is by bensound.com. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. Thank you to my neighbors, Jake and Max, who helped with the intro and outro of this week's show.
Thanks for listening!
If you like the show, let us know by leaving a review or telling a friend about us.
Catch you next time, Earbuds!